Hallelujah. Say to your neighbor, neighbor, you serve a good God. Hallelujah. We're going to go straight to the word. We're going to be reading from 2 Kings chapter 7. We're going to read from verse 3. Amen. And we're going to all read together. So, 1, 2, let's go. Now there were 4 leprous men at the entrance of the gate, and they said to one another, why are we sitting here until we die? If we say we will enter the city, the famine is in the city, and we shall die there. And if we sit here, we die also. Now therefore, come, let us surrender to the army of the Syrians. If they keep us alive, we shall live. And they kill us, we shall only die. And they arose at twilight to go to the camp of the Syrians. And when they had come to the outskirts of the Syrian camp, to their surprise, no one was there. For the Lord had caused the army of the Syrians to hear the noise of chariots and the noise of horses, the noise of a great army. So they said to one another, look, the king of Israel has hired against us the kings of the Hittites and the kings of the Egyptians to attack us. Therefore they arose and fled at twilight and left the camp intact, their tents, their horses, their donkeys, and they fled for their lives. And when these lepers came to the outskirts of the camp, they went into one tent and ate and drank and carried from it silver and gold and clothing and went and hid them. Then they came back and entered another tent and carried from it. And then they said to one another, we are not doing right. This day is a day of good news, and we remain silent. If we wait until morning light, some punishment will come upon us. Now, therefore, come, let us go and tell the king's household. Amen. From that last verse, I want you to look at your neighbor and say to them, today is a day of good news. Some people are not even looking at their neighbors. If your neighbor is not looking at you, just look at them and say, don't you mean well for me? Say, today, declare it, is a day of good news. I declare that today is your day of good news. Amen. Anybody receive that? Okay, we're talking about these guys, 4 lepers. And lepers, the reason why they were sitting at the gate was because they had been cast out of the city. You know, when you have leprosy back then, you have to be separated from your family because leprosy is contagious, right? So they were sitting at the gate. And normally what would happen is, you know, the people in the city would come and just kind of give them food because they were like beggars. But of course, now there was famine in the land. And there was the Syrians too had besieged Samaria. So they were sitting there. They were hungry, right? They were hungry and then they were wondering, what do we do? Right? And then they started having a conversation with each other, okay? And I want to really talk to this morning about the story we tell ourselves. Because our year of new beginnings, we have to begin to tell it ourselves good stories, positive stories, okay? Because what happens is that based on the story we tell ourselves, we make decisions. Okay, and that directs the course of our lives. So basically what will happen is if we tell ourselves good stories, right, we will rise up and do great things and do good things. If we tell ourselves positive, negative stories, then we will be stuck. And so these guys were here. They were sitting and deliberating. What do we do? What do we do? And they said, look, if we sit here, we're going to die because we can't even go back there anyway. We're not allowed to go in there. But if we decide that we go there, there is no food in the land. The famine will kill us. So what should we do? Okay, let's go to our enemy's camp. Let's go surrender. And it says here, if they keep us alive, we shall live. And if they kill us, we will only die. If we go to that place, we will die. If we go over here, we will only die. What is the difference? You will only die. If you die, you die. You know, you don't only you die, you totally die, you definitely, completely, absolutely die. That's it. But I was saying, how? Let's now get up and go. And they think about the stories we tell ourselves. So they told themselves a good enough story that compelled them to want to get up and go into the enemy's camp. Amen? They were going to the enemy's camp, right? And today, in the name of Jesus, just lift up your hand and declare that in the name of Jesus, I will tell myself some good stories, some godly stories that will make me arise and go into the enemy's camp and take back everything that the enemy stole from me. Today, in the name of Jesus, I receive the boldness to go and take back, in Jesus' name. So they refuse to sit down there, knowing fully well if they keep sitting down and doing nothing, they will die. And some of us were sitting down, it's a year of new beginnings, and we're just literally sitting down and not doing what we need to do. The Bible says the steps of a righteous man, they're ordered of the Lord. Psalms 37:23. Their steps. So if someone's steps are ordered of the Lord, what are they doing? They're moving. You cannot sit and say, my steps are ordered of the Lord. Your steps will be ordered of the Lord if you get up and you move. You get up. Come on, people. You get up and you move. So say to your footsteps right now, footsteps, you will be ordered of the Lord in the name of Jesus. And we know what happened. Please go on to the next bit. So they told themselves a good story. Like this, let's go. The worst thing that can happen to us is we die. We will only die. And we really need to begin to rise up and confront the things that we're afraid of. And the thing about God is our God is good, he's faithful, he's loving, he's kind. Because literally as we step out in faith and step out in boldness, the Lord will go ahead of us. And we know what happened in this story. You know what? Every one of us, as we rise up, the Lord has a promise in his word. He will go ahead of us and level every mountain. He will make every valley be exalted. He will make every crooked path straight. He will make every rough road smooth. In Jesus' name, lift up your hand and say, amen.
Amen.
And say, as I step out in boldness, the Lord will go ahead of me. The Lord is wanting us to step out. And as we step out, he will do it. As they stepped out, they went to the enemy's camp. It takes boldness to go to your enemy's camp.
Yeah.
Amen? Boldness. They were bold and they went. And when they got there, what happened? Surprise. There was no one there. Amen? Let's read what happened. Next verse, please. It says, for the Lord, lift up your hand and say, for the Lord. For the Lord will cause all things. Say it like you mean it. Say, for the Lord will cause all things to work together for my good. In the name of Jesus. The Lord had caused the army of the Syrians to hear the noise of the chariots and the noise of horses, the noise of a great army. So they said to one another, look, the king of Israel has hired against us the kings of the Hittites and the kings of the Egyptians to attack us. So the Lord caused them to hear. What did they do? They heard, right? And after they heard the noise, they began to tell themselves some stories. Amen? They began to tell themselves some stories that worked in the favor of the lepers. And they said, for the Lord has caused this to happen. And then they said, look, look, the king of Israel has hired. They heard and they said, look. Sometimes the things that we hear propels us to tell ourselves stories that do not benefit us. They heard and they said, look. Did they see anything? Did they see the kings? Did they see the kings of the Hittites and the kings of the Egyptians? Did they see? No. They heard a sound, and then they said, look. And then Next verse, what did they do? Therefore, they arose and fled at twilight. Remember the lepers, they rose up at twilight to go. At the same time, when you're rising up to step into what God has for you. Kelebo, at the same time, when you rise up to step into what God has for you, God is causing your enemies to scatter. And you know what? Sometimes we're thinking enemies, we're thinking, it's my mother-in-law. My mother-in-law is amazing. My in-laws are amazing. That's the truth. I remember when I was growing up, I'd always prayed that I would marry an orphan. He would have no parents. He would have no siblings. He would, you know, and that's the thing, because of the story that I had experienced. So sometimes the things that we have experienced causes us to tell ourselves stories that do not benefit us. And believe me, my in-laws are amazing. I'm so glad I have them. Thank the Lord that he did not give me an orphan. As I was, do you know what I mean? So the reason why we tell ourselves stories sometimes is because of the things that have happened to us in the past. And if we don't realize it, it's fear. You know, when we tell ourselves these stories, we tell these stories based on either faith or fear. We have to make sure that the stories we tell ourselves are motivated by faith and not fear. Because if they're motivated by fear, we will do the wrong thing. These guys, they heard a sound and they fled for their lives. The Bible says in Proverbs 28:1, the wicked runs where no one pursues them. So nobody was pursuing them and they were fleeing for their lives. But he goes on to say that the righteous are as bold as lions. I want you to lift up both hands right now and say, I am the righteousness of Christ Jesus and I am as bold as a lion. Amen. So they fled. So you think about it. That's the story they told themselves. But it benefited the lepers. Amen. So if we think about it, remember the spies. They went to spy out the land. Right? There were 10 spies that came back with a bad report because they told themselves these stories. They said, look, the land truly, yes, it is flowing with milk and honey. But we saw those guys, they're giants. They're huge. We cannot overcome them. We cannot. That is the story they told themselves. Meanwhile, there were two other men, Caleb and who? Joshua. And they came back and they told themselves a different story. And they said, yes, surely they're giants. They're tall, they're this, they're big, they're whatever. Well, hey, with our God's help, we are surely able. Amen. 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 Can you please tell me, this is a Bible quiz right now. Tell me one of the names of those 10 guys. Forget it. That's one of the names. Listen. And you know, Matthew 8:13 says, as you have believed, so shall it be done for you. As you have believed, we believe through the stories we tell ourselves. Everything we believe has to be based on the word of God. And if you think about it, anything that we believe that is negative, it doesn't stem from the word of God. Anything that brings up fear, not the word of God. Amen? As we have believed, so shall it be done. And look at Joshua and Caleb. They inherited the promised land. Yeah. What happened to the other guys who said, we cannot? They went ahead, but what happened to them? They never got into the promised land. Amen? Another person who was a giant killer, David. We all know David. David. You know, David wasn't enlisted in the army. Right? He wasn't. He was an errand boy. He was a little guy. His father had sent him on an errand. And then when he got here, he heard Goliath. Indeed, Goliath was big. He was huge. He was bad. He was whatever. The soldiers themselves were telling themselves some rubbish stories. The stories they were telling themselves paralyzed them. They couldn't get up. They couldn't move. They couldn't do anything. They were trained. Like, oh my God, this guy is big. He's going to kill us. That was the story they were telling themselves. Huh? When David got there, who was like, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? The story he told himself was like, look, The same God who enabled me to kill the bear. The same God who enabled me to kill the lion. This guy is big, he's bad. His head, that his big head, is going to come down. I'm going to chop his head off. I'm going to kill him. That was the story he was telling himself. Remember, he convinced himself so much that even when his brother was telling him, what are you doing here? The king, Saul, was saying, put on this armor, your utility. No. With my God's help, I am well able. Lift up both hands right now and say, I am well able. Well able. In the name of Jesus. So let's go on to the next verse, please. So the lepers, they got there. They ate. It says, they went into one building, they ate, drank. So they ate till they were satisfied. They drank. And then they also, you know, look, lift up your hand and say, my God shall do exceedingly abundantly above. Look, when those guys went into the camp, what were they looking for? Food. They ate, they drank, and then they had silver and gold. Qu'est-ce que c'est? That is extras. Extra, extra, extra. They just wanted food to stay alive. Food. Look, as we step out in boldness and we go, God will do over and above. Over and beyond our wildest imagination. Anyway, so they went, came back, carried again. And then please, next verse. They took surplus for themselves. And then they told themselves another story. They said, what we're doing is not right. This day is a day of good news. And we remain silent. If we remain till morning light, some punishment will come upon us. Now, therefore, come, let's go. And that same twilight, they went to the city. But I want to say to us all, when we have good news, we have no business keeping it to ourselves. These lepers discovered there was a famine in the land. And right here and now in the UK, in the world, there's a famine in the land. People need to hear the good news that we have. We have seen it. How many people have seen and tasted the goodness of the Lord? How many people can say, I know that my God is good? I have tasted and I have seen that God is good. Yes? So we're like those lepers. In abundance, and there's plenty for everyone. So go, carry, go. And then come back. And then what we need to do is we need to go into the world and tell people, look, you're hungry, come. Come, I know the healer. Let me take you to where the healer is. I know the savior, the deliverer. You need deliverance. You need healing. You need anything you want. There's an abundance of it. So we have, say to your neighbor, I don't want you to slap them, but just kind of give them a backhand. And say, neighbor, oh, you must share the good news. Tell your neighbor, you cannot keep it to yourself. No, I want you to pinch them and say, you cannot keep the good news to yourself. You have to share. Tell them, you have to share the good news. You have to tell everyone about the love of God. Listen, if those guys hadn't gone back to the city to tell them about this abundance, who knows? The whole city might have died. Lift up your hand and say, God has sent me. I have an assignment from the Most High God, and I am going to keep it. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. So it's important that we tell ourselves the right stories. And as we tell ourselves the right stories, we'll make the right decisions. Amen. And that's what determines the course of our lives. I want to quickly talk about the woman with the issue of blood. She had had a condition for years. Because sometimes what happens to us is the condition we found ourselves in, it can paralyze us. It can cripple us. Like, this woman had been sick for 12 long years. 12 years is a long time. If you've had a child, the child will be in secondary school. Do you know what I mean? A long time. And she had spent all her money on physicians. But one day. Come on, I want you to just lovingly tap your eyes and say, one day. Today is your day. She heard the good news of Jesus. Someone told her, or she overheard, I don't know. And she told herself a story. Hallelujah. Like, in her heart, she was thinking, I don't care. I've tried everything, but I know all I need to do is get to Jesus. And you know what? It was that story she told herself that made her make that decision. I cannot sit here. If I sit here, I will die. She would have died. So therefore, I know if I can touch the hem of his garment, I know. So she pushed through. Lift up both hands right now and your feet and say, today, in the name of Jesus, I tell myself a story based on the word of God, based on faith and not of fear. In the name of Jesus, today, my story changes. Everything I tell myself lines up with the word of God. In the name of Jesus. Look, I passed my driving test. PP, never use this against me. I passed my driving test after the fifth attempt. Yeah. And I remember the first time I failed it for a silly reason. I just had attitude. It's like this woman was coming, like, I have right of way, so you therefore stay there. I boxed her in, we both couldn't go. I failed. What they said was, lack of undue consideration to other drivers. That's it. But what now happened after was the second, the third time, I was feeling on silly stuff. So I think fear now gripped me. I would fail based on my reverse. I would fail different things to the point where I was now afraid. And you know, that's the thing about fear. You won't know it's fear sometimes. Sometimes it's not blatant. It's not in your face. It's subtle. You're like, no, I'm just not ready. I need to do a few more lessons. I'll do my lesson when I'm 80. It's okay. I don't have to pass my test now. Whatever reason, you know. Oh, I don't want to go for this promotion. I'm not ready yet. Oh, I'm not ready for this exam yet. But we will justify. And our mind will support us with plenty of evidence to back what we're saying. Thank God for my husband. Hallelujah. He dragged me there kicking and screaming. I had to go all the way to Dagenham because I believed I lived in Hendon, Mill Hill. You know, I broke the fear anyway. And hallelujah, I'm a great driver now. But what I'm trying to say is that, look, even though things have happened to us in the past and we can justify it, we still have to get over those things and tell ourselves that, no, I failed 20 times, it doesn't matter. I will pass this time around in the name of Jesus. In the name of, I'm ready. My attitude problem is gone. Oh, whatever. Tell yourself a good story and get up and go. And as you go, amen. And you know what? We are more than conquerors. I want you to look at your neighbor and I want you to give them some attitude. Please look at them and say to your neighbor, say, neighbor, take a good look at me. Come on now. I want you to talk to your neighbor now. He said, take a good look at me. Look at me from head to toe. Tell them, I am not an ordinary conqueror. Tell them, look at me properly. I am more than a conqueror. Look, we have been made in the image of our Father. He's an overcomer. He's our champion. Come on now. That's who we are. We carry his DNA. Listen, the enemy, the Bible says, is the father of lies. He will lie. That is his full-time vocation. Our full-time vocation is to make sure we don't believe any of his lies. Amen. Hallelujah. So our God, how many people believe that our God is a champion? He's a winner. And you know what? I know all these football fans have told me to stop mentioning their team. Somebody gave me another name. So Chelsea. He too told me not to mention Chelsea. Chelsea, Tottenham, Barnett people. So who won the cup last time? Arsenal. Wow, miracles happened. Did they? But even now I know. Okay. So now I know they're still dreaming and believing. And I know all things are possible. Kolabasuto, I'm not sure. Okay. But come, you know, sometimes Leicester will win this year and Man U will win. And then Arsenal maybe they change Arsene Wenger used to have headaches. My husband just used to shout his name. But you know what? And that's the thing about it. He was like, he has to go. And now I'm saying, he has gone. You guys are still not winning. Kaskase! What? At one time, it was Adebayo. I'm like, you guys are still here. But listen, our God. Say, my God. I want you to say with attitude, my God. He's a champion. And he wins all the time. And because I have his DNA, I win all the time. Listen, say to the devil, say, devil, it doesn't matter what's going on right now. The story hasn't ended. Hey, say, I am going to come out victorious. I am more than a winner. In the name of Jesus. And I win all the time. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to read Psalms 118, verse 7, the Message version. He says, God is my strong champion. Qu'est-ce que c'est? Not just a champion. Strong. Let me see you flex your muscles. Junior, please come. God is my strong champion. He says, I want you to do this, I flick off my enemies like dirt. You know, sometimes when we're thinking about enemies, we're thinking it's human beings. No, anything that wants to stand in the way. Amen? So it could be sickness, it could be poverty, it could be unruliness, it could be anything. He says, flick off your enemies like that. And he says, far better to take refuge in God than trust in people. Far better to take refuge in God than trust in celebrities. Hemmed in by barbarians, in God's name, I rub their faces in the dirt. What I want you to do now, whatever that situation or circumstances, be it immigration issue, be it financial issue, be it marital issue, be it child issue, whatever, you know, everything has a name. At the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee has to bow. Every knee, not some knee. So I want you to take whatever it is, look at it in the face and say, like the Bible says right now, I rub your face in the dirt. So financial problems, you know, you bite the dust in the name of Jesus. We are champions. We are more than conquerors. In the name of Jesus. And we will act like champions. In the name of Jesus. Because we will begin to tell ourselves the right stories. The right stories that will prepare us to make the right decisions. And direct the course of our lives. In the name of Jesus. Please rise to your feet right now. Rise to your feet. And lift up your hands to the Lord. Hallelujah. So I just remembered when we were in Israel. Hallelujah. When we were in Israel, there was this song that we were always singing that stuck with me. He says, who? Rafki. Yes. Who is wonderful? Yeah? So it was that song. But then one day we were singing it. We were so in tune. And then Pippi and I were walking along. And he just went, who's your form, my God? It's Allah. I was pained. I was like, wow, who went the flow? Who is wonderful? It's just, and then he just brought that out. But then I think, who was my former God? Kelebo Santa. It was Allah. Allah cannot save. He cannot heal. He cannot deliver. So we serve. Come on now, lift up your name and shout out in praise. We serve our living God. An awesome God, a miracle-working God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. So lift up your hands right now and just say, Lord Jesus, from today, this minute, I declare that my storytelling skills, they change,
They align with the word of God. Every story I tell myself will be lined up with the word of God, because I believe that your word is final. Your word settles every situation, every circumstance in my life. And Lord Jesus, I say, step out in boldness. I thank you that you will go ahead and cause all my enemies to scatter. Lord, you will amplify the sound that they hear. The sound of fear and dread will fill their hearts, and they will run off in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that you have made me more than conqueror. I bless you in the name of Jesus. And everyone shout out, amen.